Oh, sorry, pushed the button a little bit too quickly. Hi, this is Dr. Morgan. Welcome to Health Essentials this Saturday morning. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. Last week I had every intention of bringing some information to you about zinc. Now, before you start thinking I'm going to cover every single angle on zinc, there's no way. There is no way. That would take weeks. Anyway, very fascinating. So if you will, let me bring you just a little bit of information. And the source that I get this from Bill Sardi. I always like reading his blog. He's just, you know, when you read information, it rings true and it proves to be helpful. I like it. His article is written on February 17th, 2018. It's called Zinc Deficiency, Out of Mind, Metabolism and Moisture. So before you pass judgment, just listen to this and see if any of it rings true or it piques your interest as something that you may want to make a mental note of. And sometimes making a mental note means, oh my, I didn't realize that it could help with that. Maybe I should consider taking it. Anyway, here goes. The problems posed by zinc deficiency and evidence of health benefits proposed by zinc supplementation continue to mount. The recommended daily allowance as adhered to by most multivitamins is inadequate to meet the desperate need for zinc by the human body, particularly during early developmental periods of childhood and late stages of life when a shortage of zinc induces shrinkage of the thymus gland and impairment of the immune system. That's going to come in handy just a little bit later, so hang on. Zinc deficiency wasn't known until the 1960s, and only thereafter did it become evident that a shortage of zinc impairs the human immune system. Overlooked is the importance of zinc in acting as a mimic of insulin. That may be important if you're a diabetic, folks, or you have blood sugar problems. It's also very important in maintaining mental acuity. A shortage of zinc with advancing age leads to chronic, low-grade inflammation throughout all the organs of the body, and it's described currently as inflammaging. There is a gland. The largest gland within your immune system is called the thymus gland. And the thymus gland converts B cells, which are beta cells, they are produced in the bone marrow, to T cells. T cells comprise memory immunity, that is, where T cells develop antibodies and immunity from prior exposure to pathogenic bacteria, viruses, and also tumor cells, meaning cancer. Vaccination requires T memory cells. Now, there is a pool of naive T cells, that's T cells that have not yet produced antibodies against any pathogens like cancers. They're required in abundance to address any new biological threat that attacks the body. And the point is, a lack of zinc impairs this pool of naive T cells. Gotta have them, folks. Zinc supplementation has been shown to normalize thymus gland size and function even in subjects of very advanced age. The problem of zinc deficiency doesn't stop with a decline in the pool of naive T cells. Without adequate zinc, and this is pretty important, folks, without adequate zinc, the thymus gland releases harmful reactive T cells, which generally results in autoimmune problems. Have you heard of multiple sclerosis? Ever heard of rheumatoid arthritis, type 1 diabetes, Hashimoto's? All those are, or lupus, you can keep going, but all those are autoimmune. So to me, that's a pretty big deal to hear some research like that. Most aged individuals, they exhibit this low-grade sustained inflammation, a chronic condition known as inflammaging, which results in poor prognosis for every age-related disease. zinc supplementation abolishes these problems. Zinc supplementation enhances what are known as non-reactive T cells that calm inflammation. Zinc is considered the gatekeeper of the human immune system, but it is overlooked by modern medicine as doctors continue to treat all of the various symptoms of zinc deficiency with problematic drugs, such as massive doses of antibiotics. Zinc deficiency, if I didn't say that right, zinc deficiency, it induces mental or thinking impairment in both growing children and aging adults. You haven't ever heard of people losing their ability to recall information as they age, have you? Of course you have. You haven't heard of children having ADD or ADHD, or they're having brain fog, or they're poor concentration. Of course, it's in such abundance. The world's never seen it like this before. Let me reread that right there. Zinc deficiency induces mental impairment in both growing children and aging adults. As laboratory mice age, then they accumulate iron and they experience a decline in zinc levels in the brain tissue. That's kind of an important point. Zinc supplementation enhances mental performance and is therefore a plausible therapeutic intervention to address mental impairments such as Alzheimer's disease. Zinc supplementation does this by the reversal of elevated copper levels. It's only an analogy, but in Romans 12, do not be overcome by evil, rather overcome evil with good. If you do not have adequate zinc, that's good. You're going to accumulate excessive copper. That's bad. And that's one of the things that you'll see with plaque and gunk and atherosclerosis in the arteries, and also mental impairment as people age. There's a relationship between low blood levels of zinc and mental depression. I don't know if you've ever heard that before. Do you know anybody that's ever suffered from horrible depression? Yeah, I have. I might even have experienced some of it under certain circumstances. There is a relationship between low blood levels of zinc and mental depression. In fact, classical zinc deficiency is common among patients that are seen by psychiatrists. Zinc supplementation should be considered as the first line treatment to eliminate zinc deficiency as the cause of mood problems before antidepressants are prescribed. Isn't that interesting? Zinc supplementation, which they're saying 30 milligrams a day, improves recovery if you've had a stroke or any type of traumatic brain injury. It has a positive effect on the memory in adults and allaying hyperactivity in children. Have you ever heard that before? Zinc can help offset hyperactivity. Vitamin C in the range of 130 to 500 milligrams a day, it works synergistically with zinc in this regard. Now, this is one question that has plagued, or this is one condition that has plagued many people without any solutions whatsoever, and even if they have had a solution, it still hasn't worked, or the solutions they've been presented. There's another common problem of aging. It's called varicose veins. And of course, it's exacerbated by lifelong stationary standing. So if you're a school teacher, if you stand at a cash register all day long, if you're a clerk, if you're on your feet, if you combine this with elevated estrogen levels that weaken the check valves and leg veins, and it produces a pooling of deoxygenated blood, that means the veins start to bulge outward. So varicose vein sufferers also typically experience leg itching for unknown reasons. Now, researchers have found that leg itching is induced by a reduction in skin moisture in the legs induced by a shortage of zinc. So a shortage of zinc induces dry skin. Who could imagine zinc being a skin moisturizer? It plays a very precise role. Now listen to this. This has to do with zinc and diabetes. The evidence for zinc therapy in the control of middle-aged metabolic problems continues to grow, but zinc supplementation has not come into common practice in the clinic. While there is considerable attention given to controlling blood sugar in the middle age and identifying patients with prediabetes, widespread shortages of zinc among individuals with insulin and blood sugar problems are not being addressed. In a study published in the Journal of Diabetes, a group of 200 middle-aged adults, low zinc levels were found in all subjects. What does the word all mean? It means every one of them, all 200. Far more individuals develop adult-onset type 2 diabetes than those who are given 20 milligrams of zinc a day. The zinc-treated group also had lower cholesterol levels. Are you paying attention to that? And they had beta cells in the pancreas. And the beta cells within the pancreas of zinc-treated patients, they easily produced more insulin than those that were low in zinc. That may be important. Of course it is. Zinc supplementation reduced high blood sugar levels and overcame insulin resistance, which is the inability of insulin to enter the, or sugar to enter the cells to produce energy. It is instructive to analyze what happened to 26,132 adults with no family history of heart or metabolic or diabetic disease. In a study documented in the journal Genes and Nutrition over a period of 19 years, 3,676 cases of diabetes, that was 14% of those 26,000 individuals, well, they were diagnosed at the age of 69 as developing diabetes. The median dietary zinc intake was 11.4 milligrams a day. Those that had zinc supplement or that were zinc supplement users, their intake was 22.4 milligrams a day, almost double. With zinc supplementation, the ratio of iron to zinc declined. That means their health improved. Their hearts were in better shape. The brain was in better working order. A 21% lower risk for diabetes was achieved with zinc supplementation. You know what, folks? That just means they consumed about 11 more milligrams of zinc a day than those that didn't take zinc. That's just like, that's easy. That could be like one small tablet of zinc. Two other studies found a lower risk for diabetes when zinc levels were higher and iron blood levels were lower. I don't know if you've ever heard me talk about the study, but and just to kind of set the groundwork, women have a natural, God-given method for cleansing excess iron from the body. It's called their menstrual cycle or their menstrual flow. And so each month they may have 3 to 4 days, maybe 5 days in some women, where they release any excess iron. Of course, if it's too much, you have anemia, but if it... Anyway, you know that men don't do that. So men have a much greater accumulation of iron, and they start to rust. And that's one of the reasons why maybe they age faster at certain levels. So men that typically donate blood, this is like brilliant. Donating blood gets rid of the excess iron. You're going to pick up and hold on to excess iron, which causes oxidation and rusting inside your body if you do not have enough zinc. If anyone who wants to join me and ask a question, the phone line is open at 903-586-5257. You can be the very first caller. I will be tickled to take your phone call. If nobody wants to call, I've got some very, very interesting information about cancer. And of course, I don't know that it matters so much what I think, but I like reading the cutting-edge research because I think it's turning the scientific world on its head. But we'll go ahead and go to the phone lines. Good morning and welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Dr. Morgan.
Yay. Thanks for your call.
Yes. My husband is having trouble with his feet. His heels hurt, like in the morning. Well, it hurt most of the day. And then last night he noticed that he's got a couple of little knots underneath the arch of his foot. Would there be any suggestions? He's been using apple cider vinegar to soak them in at night.
Does that help?
Yes, it does.
Well, you know what? Before you even said that, I thought, what would happen if we rubbed vinegar on his feet?
Okay.
I mean, is it helping dramatically, or is that the worst pain that he experiences when his foot hits the ground?
You know, I think whenever he stands up in the morning is when I think it's more tender. You know, it hurts more right at first.
What does he do for a living?
He's retired.
Is he real sedentary, or is he real active?
He's real active.
Okay. You may not believe this, but I'll tell you anyway. No, I'm sure you'll believe it. In countries where people don't have shoes, it's just nearly impossible to find a case of heel pain or plantar fasciitis.
Uh-huh.
And so one possible treatment will be to just get in the backyard or the front yard and walk barefoot if you can.
Okay.
And see if that, because one thing that happens is when you walk without a shoe on, your foot literally will bend and flex and move in positions, and you'll use muscles that you just didn't use before, but that could help solve it. They have these, you ever heard of that store called Walmart?
Yes, sir.
They have a sporting goods section. I'm not saying it's huge, but they have exercise videos, jump rope, yoga mats, DVDs. They probably have soccer balls on one side, footballs. Anyway, they sell these little bitty round balls that have like spiky points, and they're made of like a firmer rubber. But they're for one purpose. You just put them on the floor and you just roll them up and down the arch of your foot and your heel as a way to help dissolve and remove and roll out any knotted ropey stuff that's in the arch of the foot.
Okay.
But he doesn't have any family history of gout, does he?
No, sir.
But he can try just rolling his foot around on those. What people used to use 35 years ago was those small 6.5-ounce Coke bottles that have the ridges in them, and they would just put one on the floor and then roll the bottom of their foot out with that.
Okay.
If he has a lot of heel pain first thing in the morning, then another option, which is different, I think the insert that costs about $25 to $30 is called a Spinco Cross Trainer. And that's just a very simple insert that you can just get off the shelf, insert into your running shoe or your tennis shoe, and that can help prevent overpronation and keep the heel from rolling excessively or overpronating.
Okay.
And so you can either go to a podiatrist and they can charge you $795 for the same thing, or you can go to Academy and purchase a Spinco Cross Trainer for, you know, $30 and call it good.
Right.
And, you know, the truth is, I don't know that I've seen one work better than the other, but if I had the choice of shelling out $800 versus $30, which choice do you think I'm going to make?
Yeah. The $30 one.
Now, did you really call me because what you're really wanting is permission to take olive oil and anoint his feet and heels with oil and rub them down every night? Is that really why you're calling?
Yes, that would be great. Okay.
Well, let me tell you one thing that I would try if it were me. And I don't want to overpromise what this will do, but sometimes I have seen really, really good results when there's knots in the feet, mm-hmm. just by rubbing the feet down with, you know how you would cut a lemon in half or make a wedge? You're just trying to rub the fresh juice of a lemon all over the heel. And the lemon juice itself, it kind of acts like a solvent.
Right.
And so it dissolves an accumulation of acidic crystals that may build up, and you can feel those bumps in the plantar fascia around the heel, and they can be quite painful. But lemon juice every day sometimes does wonder. The other thing that I like very, very much, and don't laugh at me by saying this, but just rubbing castor oil all over the heel, the arch of the foot, top of the foot, the ankle, and then just taking a wool sock and pulling over it to keep it off the sheets.
Uh-huh.
And just going to sleep with a castor oil-drenched sock on the foot.
Okay.
And that will probably give him some relief. And the next thing, I love those exercises that are called circles. And all you do is you stand up, you put your toe on the floor like a ballerina, and you're just trying to do, they're called ankle circles. And what you may want to do is just get on YouTube or on the internet and look up ankle circles. One of the best exercises of all times.
Okay.
And then he needs to stretch his foot.
Okay. When you say stretch his foot, you mean like pull his toes back, or?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And he can do that by trying to stand up straight and just lean toward the wall like he's a high school hurdler, and he wants to stretch that Achilles tendon. The normal dorsiflexion, meaning how far you can pull your toes back towards your knee if you were laying down, you know, like bringing your toes towards you, is 35 degrees. And so almost all the problems occur when you start losing the flexibility in the normal range of motion. So stretching the calves is going to be a huge deal.
Okay. All right. Well, you have helped me a lot, and we will sure put all this to work.
And almost all this is free except for the lemons, the castor oil, the wool socks, and the Spinco cross trainers.
Okay.
All right. Let me know how it works out.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I know this is a bit redundant to say this, but when you start having heel pain, one of the concerns that I have is you might be getting less than adequate oxygen to the extremities or to the feet. So when you take a breath of air, you're drawing in oxygen. The life is in the blood, right? And so that didn't sound good. Y'all didn't hear that, did you? Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yes, sir, Dr. Morgan. I've gotten off of tomatoes because you said that might help with arthritis, and it definitely has for me.
Oh, well, good.
But I think I'm noticing some problems with my eyes. Do you have any recommendations about that?
Well, can we go backwards toward the tomatoes for just a second?
Yes, sir.
There is a natural occurring hormone in tomatoes called calcitriol, and it causes excessive calcium to build up. And so if you have excessive calcium build up, you could actually look at the fingers or the joints on a person's hand or other parts, and you could see these calcium deposits. And the highest occurrence of stomach and esophageal cancer anywhere in the world right now is where they have absolutely the highest intake of tomatoes. So I always make note of things like that. Now,
okay.
So
I don't notice those problems.
Good. But you did notice that once you stopped eating tomatoes that some of your symptoms started to disappear and go away, right?
Yes.
Now, right. What was the second question you asked me? I already forgot it. Sorry.
Is there something that I can take or do to help my eyes? Do you have a supplement?
Yeah, if I could only pick four things to tell you right now. Number one, because maybe what you're thinking of is you're thinking of that bioflavonoid or that carotenoid called lutein, and that comes from tomatoes. So if I had to just choose four things, this would be what my choices would be. It would be supplementing with the mineral zinc.
Okay.
You know, really, I don't have to be that smart. I just ask people, so, after you've been taking zinc for just a short time, tell me about your eyes. And they go, it's made all the difference in the world. So your eyes, oh my goodness, do they need zinc or what? And so if we just chose one mineral called zinc, that could be a home run for you. The other two things are going to be oils. And the two oils that I like are cod liver oil and wheat germ oil.
Wheat germ oil, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty high tech. When they crush and grind the wheat, they get the oil from it. And when they harvest cod from the Arctic Ocean, you know, above Finland and Norway, they're getting the oil from the liver, which is dense in nutrients.
Okay. I've been off bread for a while, and that has helped me too. And but this wheat germ oil shouldn't hurt me. Right.
No, it shouldn't at all. It's just the oil. There shouldn't be any wheat proteins or starch or sugar, any of that stuff. So we've got the mineral zinc. We've got wheat germ oil, cod liver oil, which cod liver oil is a natural source of provitamin A or vitamin A and other nutrients like vitamin D. So it's good for the eyes, very good for the eyes. And the last thing that I see work over and over and over again is usually kale and Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
Of course, I would throw in some blueberries. You like blueberries?
Right. Yes, I do, and I've been eating a few blueberries, not many.
By chance, do you have blueberry bushes growing in your front or your backyard?
No, no.
That is my fantasy. I should fill up my front yard with blueberry bushes.
That would be neat.
There was a study done about 10 years ago from the University of Southern Colorado, and they showed the easiest way to ruin eyes is excessive sugar or starch intake. So that goes back to what your comment about eating the bread is an attempt to try to help your body. So that's a good call on your part.
Okay. I've been using tuna fish oil, so I should drop that and go.
No. Tuna fish oil is not bad at all. It's good. I just kind of said simply that cod liver oil is one of my go-to. I sure wasn't trying to say that tuna fish oil is bad. I don't mean that. That's good stuff too.
Okay. Well, you know, I just wondered if maybe cod liver oil would be better.
But, you know what some of the processing plants do. So when they go out in the ocean and they catch these fish, I mean, some of these boats are literally factories for processing, you know, cod. So some of it's going to be fillets that they would sell for us to eat, and some of it, they don't let any of it go to waste. Some of it's going to be for, you know, animal feed, like dog food, stuff like that. But some of it's going to be they're trying to extract the oil from the fish's liver because it has such a high nutrient value. And cod liver oil, I mean, when you were a boy, did your mother ever try to give you a spoonful of cod liver oil because she loved you and she wanted you to be healthy and strong?
That was torture for me.
Well, I didn't ask you to bring up your traumatic childhood memories. Yeah, you're right. But it's a superfood. It is one of the original superfoods. Okay. So some of the manufacturers, they will use what's called a light clay medium to filter it. And the light clay, and they use a light amount of clay just to filter impurities out of it. But at the same time, they're preserving all the nutrients. And I dig that very, very much. And so cod liver oil, and then even if you were to find a supplement that contained Brussels sprouts and kale, that could be a home run for you.
Okay.
You know what one of my favorite things to eat for lunch is?
No.
I just go to Walmart and I buy those pre-washed bags of a kale salad. I dump the croutons that come in with it, but it's just kale, purple cabbage. I don't know about anybody else. I can just tell you about me. I feel good when I eat purple cabbage. There's got to be something in it that makes me feel good. But it's just a kale salad.
Try.
And, of course, I'm not going to tell you what I put on top of it because it might make you sick. It's sardines. I love sardines.
I do, too.
Oh, you do? Okay, well. You're going to be the first caller I've had in 35 years that's ever liked sardines.
I have always liked them, especially if I put a little wild mustard on them.
Oh, man, I'm liking you more and more. You and I are cut from the same cloth, buddy.
Good deal.
Well, if you'll try those, tell me if it works.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
God bless you. You are a blessing. Thank you for your presence.
Oh, you are too kind to me. I was going to say the same about you, but you beat me to the punch. You're a blessing to me for calling.
Okay.
Well, you had a good topic. Thanks. Thank you. Have a good day, and thanks. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, the phone line is once again open. It's 903-586-5257 or 5257 if you like it that way. There is a phone line open. One of the major problems that occurs within the eyes is a lack of oxygen. If you cannot deliver enough oxygen to the rich blood vessels of your eyes, then your eyes will have no choice but to counter that by growing brand new blood vessels to counter the low oxygen environment. And you know what that's called? That always leads to macular degeneration. So you tell me, what would you do to increase your oxygen? Well, one method is to exercise. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan.
You'll have to turn the radio off in the background.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's fine.
I was diagnosed with, Saturday a week ago, I started having a runny nose, and then by Sunday, the sneezing and the colds and all the stuff that goes with that.
Well, is it an allergy or is it a cold? Oh, bless your heart.
I've never had allergies before, but I mean, it could be. But I couldn't take it anymore. By Monday, the sore throat was so bad.
Oh dear!
And the headaches, and so by Thursday night, 10:30, my husband said, "You're going to the emergency room." So,
So
we ended up there, and was there till 2 a.m. But
you betcha.
Need to come. But the stuff that they gave me was the little crystals, the Tussnex, I think it is, crystals, and the little gel tabs, I guess. And then they gave the pseudoephedrine. I think that's a steroid, I believe, something like that.
No, it's mimicking epinephrine.
Okay.
Adrenaline, yeah.
And then they gave me a Flonase deal for the nose.
Well, that's an allergy medication.
And I've taken the first two, but I haven't taken the Flonase because I wasn't real happy on taking that. I've heard too much bad about it.
Well, have you seen incredible improvement of your symptoms?
The headaches have gone. The cough is still there. I don't cough anything up. There's nothing. It's almost like a smoker's cough.
Well, you know, the reason I ask is that even this morning at 5:30, when I got into the pickup to drive to the radio station, I was completely covered with yellow dust everywhere. My kids thought it was drops of rain. I said, "No, it's just yellow dust. It's pollen."
Well, they did the X-ray, and there was nothing. She said that it was not the flu. She called it a viral infection. It's not bacteria, so does this just mean the cough will...
Well, do you still have the sore throat?
Just in the background. Not bad like it was.
Where do you think it's coming from? Do you think it's coming from your nose or your sinuses or the back of the throat or the lungs? Where do you think it's coming from?
All of the above.
All of the above. Well, you know one thing that you can do to start helping yourself right now and turn it around? You could, or your husband's got nothing better to do today than to go to Drug Emporium or Natural Grocers or someplace like that. But he can get a roll of zinc lozenges for you.
And you did that. Oh, good. I did that. Well, I did that 2 or 3 days ago, and you know, it doesn't seem to help.
Well, have you tried rinsing your nose with a saline solution?
That I have not.
Have you tried putting Vicks Vapor Rub in your nose?
No.
I didn't say that's fun.
That's okay.
But it's worth a try. It's very inexpensive. I haven't seen anybody harmed by it, but you could rub Vicks Vapor Rub in your nose.
Okay.
And it has three active ingredients. There's the essential oil of eucalyptus. That's been shown to have antibiotic properties to it. That could be good. It's got camphor. It's got menthol. And you could try that very, very easily to see if it turns the tide. But the way that I like to use zinc lozenges, I'm pretty gung-ho with that stuff. I kind of think about one every 15 minutes for at least 3 or 4 hours to see if we can turn the tide.
Okay.
And the other thing that I'm going to recommend, but I've got to be careful how I say this because I don't want to harm you at all, but I just love those, you know, like a stainless steel tea kettle or steam kettle where you can just put, you know, a quart of water in there or a couple pints, whatever that may be, and then just add one spoonful of the common, you know, cooking spice called thyme, T-H-Y-M-E. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how tall you are. Is it about 5'3"?
5'1.5".
Oh, see, I tried to make you at least an inch and a half taller than what you really are. But what you would do is you would turn that on high, and steam is going to come out of the throat of that tea kettle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you need to stand, far enough away from it where it doesn't burn your face. But if you put a towel or like a dishcloth of some kind over your head, you can kind of make like a steam tent. And you can breathe that in deeply into your sinuses. But man, have I seen that help tremendously.
Okay.
You got nothing to lose. That's pretty cheap, too.
Yes. The 3 cups of the water, and how much thyme do I put in?
Spoonful.
Okay. I will do that.
Well, I tell you what. It may take about 18 to 20 inches away from it where you can, like, tolerate it. I know you're not going to place your nose within a half inch of the throat of the tea kettle because that would burn you. Don't do that.
Okay.
But if you'll do that for about 10 minutes twice a day,
Okay.
See if that doesn't help. And the other thing is, can you actually get in the bathtub without? Do you like a hot bath?
Not necessarily. Doesn't matter.
Well, I was going to attempt to cook you today, so evidently that's not a good plan. But when you heat up your body, always remember, for every 1 degree temperature increase, so if your temperature right now is 97 degrees, if we increase your temperature to 98 degrees, then the efficiency of your immune system goes up by 200%. I mean, 2,000%.
Whoa.
So that's a huge, huge deal. So if we can get your body kind of hot, that will help your immune system much more aggressively get to it and clear it out. And if it is a virus, that's going to help you. Can I tell you one more thing that I like very, very much?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm not trying to be difficult here, but if you had access to a juicer, what I really like is taking a really beautiful specimen of a lemon and just taking a paring knife and peeling the outer yellow rind off of it, and you leave as much of the white pith surrounding the lemon that you can, and you run that sucker through a juicer with about 2 carats to chase it, and that's got to be one of the best tonics that I've ever seen to help bolster the immune system and turn that around.
So 1 juice of lemon and 2 carrots.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not going to make a lot of juice. And it's kind of funny how it looks because the orange from the carrots goes to the bottom. But the lemon juice is kind of a clear, yellowish, but foamy top or a foamy head like a root beer. And if you drink that down a couple, 3 times a day, your immune system is going to say, thank you very much. We can turn the tide now. So you can try all those things and see if that greatly helps you.
I will do that.
Well, I know one thing. You do not need to have this linger and develop into pneumonia or something else, do you?
No.
You need to be a very healthy girl.
Yes, too much going on.
Yeah, yeah, you've got a life to live. So if you'll do these things, tell me if that makes a world of difference.
I will.
I hope I've helped you today.
Yes, sir. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for your phone call, ma'am.
Thank you.
I hope you get well really, really quick. May the Lord bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. There's a phone line once again open at 903-586-5257. Let's go to it. Good morning. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Dr. Morgan, this is Gordon Schultz over here in Quitman. I talked to you a while back about trying to get my mother-in-law to see you.
Hey, Gordon, I love it anytime you call, man. You're the guy that sells all those fish sticks, Gordon's, right?
That's Gordon's.
Oh, I got that wrong. Okay, go ahead.
With a T. You know, you're always trying to help your mother-in-law out. She's having some troubles, and I mentioned some things on the phone, but thought I'd call you. Anyway, she's 79 years old. Doctors have done x-rays on her back and all that. And they said she has arthritis and bone spurs, and it's usually in her upper back and around her shoulder blades. And she sometimes has to go get a morphine shot about 4 times a year because it gets pain is so severe.
They give her a morphine shot? Wow.
Yeah.
Poor thing. She's really suffering, isn't she?
Yeah, and it's muscle spasms, and she takes muscle relaxer twice a day right now. And if it gets real bad, she does a Tramadol. She goes to the gym and, you know, she does some light stretches with my wife and stuff, but it's just, otherwise she's, you know, fairly healthy. The wife's got her on them. I say a plant-based diet, about 85%. And anyway, do you have any direction where we might go? I mean, the doctors are pretty well just said we can't do anything for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll give you some ideas, and I'll just try to make it sound as simple as possible. So if I don't make sense, tell me to stop that you didn't understand.
Okay.
Okay, number one. If she's got all these bone spurs up by her shoulder blades and in the upper back, and she needs a morphine shot 4 times a year, bless her heart, she's in pain all the time, isn't she?
Yeah, well, sometimes it's not too bad. I mean, it comes and goes.
Well, let me tell you the things that I would just consider. There is a company called Great Lakes. They produce a kosher, it's called collagen hydrosylate. And it's a cow product, so I don't know if that grosses you out or not. Some people are offended by that. I'm not. I have zero trouble taking cow parts into my body.
Okay.
If you offered me a steak, I'd say, thank you, I will eat all of it. Mm-hmm. But it's called collagen hydrosylate. And let me just give you just kind of a brief sales pitch. When people live a very long time, and they are very, very pain-free, and they have no maladies, I tend to pay attention to those. And so the studies show that they have a rich base of collagen. And so collagen is the basic building block of everything that you're describing to me that causes pain. And when you take collagen in the form of a supplement, oh my word, what it will do is it has this ability to go exactly where repairs need to take place.
Okay.
And I ask people all the time, I say, how much pain are you in now? And they go, this is the best that I've ever felt. And I take like a mental note of those things and try to learn from every person that walks in my door, because, you know, every person's my teacher and my own personal guinea pig. Wait, I shouldn't have said that. But if she were to start taking collagen hydrosylate, one thing that will happen, this is just one sales pitch or one idea.
Okay.
It's one molecule of collagen can hold up to 1,000 times its own weight in water. Now, I'm not trying to overthink this or overexplain it, but if you want your muscles and your bones to be pain-free and your cartilage, they've got to hold moisture. They've got to hold moisture. And so without moisture, that's pain. Pain. Anytime that the muscles or the joints become dehydrated, that means chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's my oversimplification, but collagen could help remedy that over time. But like anything else, if your mother-in-law will take this very consistently every day, so the brand is called Great Lakes. I mean, you can buy a lot more expensive collagen if it has like a doctor's name on it. You know what? I just had an idea. If I put my name on it, I could quadruple the price, charge $1 million instead of $20. That's just a joke. But she needs collagen. I haven't seen a person yet.
Okay.
That's 78 and has chronic pain that didn't need collagen. So her body is starving. It's desperate for collagen. Give her collagen so that she can heal. Because if she starts to feel better, that's her ticket to going to the gym with your wife and doing more exercises and more stretches because she feels better.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I heard a story this week. And the story was, you're not going to believe this, Dr. Morgan, but every time I would go for a jog, I always had horrible, horrible pain. But now I can jog and I feel light and loose and it's no pain whatsoever. And I'm going, oh, my word, that's great. And I had a man come to see me, and I don't want to reveal his name because he's super awesome and ultra good looking. He could be Mr. GQ, but the doctors have told him that he's got no choice. He's got to have knee replacement because he has no cartilage anywhere in his knees. And you talk about discouraged. When somebody comes in my office and they say, I have no hope for the future, this is really getting the best of me, I'm so discouraged, I'm down, I'm depressed. But he was saying, I can't even move without severe pain in my knees. But when he came in after a month, I said, tell me about your knees. He said, they feel great. I said, what? I thought you had no cartilage. But anyway, I said, you tell me, give me your gut instinct or give me your gut feeling on this. What caused the greatest improvement? And he said, I really think it was the collagen.
Okay.
So anyway, that's an idea right there.
Mm-hmm. And I get that at the health food store.
Well, did you write down the name of it, Great Lakes Collagen?
Yeah, I wrote that down.
Just like Michigan is where the Great Lakes are?
Right.
Just look it up online and see what you come up with.
Hydro, what was the last
one? Well, let me try to spell that.
Yeah.
It's called Great Lakes Collagen. C-O-L-L-A-G-E-N. That's collagen.
Yeah, I got that. Then.
And the second word is called hydrosylate. I know that's a mouthful.
Water, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the one that it just mixes into water so easily. And half the people that I see tell me they just put a couple spoonfuls in a cup of coffee and drink it. There are not many supplements that she could take that she could drink in a cup of coffee.
Yeah, she likes coffee.
Well, then this is one of them.
All righty, Dr. Morgan. Well, you said I can probably get that through the health food store?
No, you said that. I said, I said, look it up. And you'll have to forgive me. I don't even know every product they sell at the health food store. So, what if you go to the health food store and they have it? Great, then you got it. If not, otherwise, look it up on Walmart.com or Amazon.com.
My wife orders stuff online all the time. I'm sure she can find it. Well,
how do you know she orders stuff all the time online?
Well, the UPS guy is pretty frequent around here.
Oh, that's a pretty good clue.
Hey, I was going to tell you before you hang up. I know the Colonel Orban Smith. You know, calls in there once in a while. The guy from Alaska.
Oh yeah, Orban. Uh huh.
Yeah, he's quite a character. He sings a lot of cowboys songs.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you thinking about going to pan for gold with him in Alaska?
I'm going to go sit around his campfire one of these days over the and good dog.
Oh, that sounds great.
Well, Dr. Morgan, I'll let somebody else get on.
Okay, thank you much. All right, take care, buddy. Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's the phone line once again open. You can call right in. The number is 903-586-5257. Good morning. Thank you for your phone call.
Dr. Morgan, would you discuss the benefits and uses of coconut oil, please?
Sure. You want me to do it right now, or do you want to hang up?
I'll hang up.
All right, thanks.
Listen. Thank you.
My mother-in-law had a very inflamed, swollen liver and gallbladder, and very, very overweight, very inflamed. And I purchased some coconut oil for her because I was saying, if we can retrain your body to convert fat into energy, then your problems will be solved. You won't be craving endless amounts of sugar nonstop, and you won't have tremendous inflammation in your brain. And so my father-in-law promptly grabbed the jar of brand new coconut oil that I purchased with my hard-earned dollar, and he threw it in the trash can. So I'm just saying that there are some people that have a tremendous negative bias against coconut oil. But I'll tell you this. If you can ever get your normal healthy tissues in your body to start converting fat into energy, you will have the least amount of inflammation and disease that you have ever experienced in your life. Granted that you're not like a young, perfect person with no health problems. One of the values of coconut oil is just getting rid of inflammation in the body. Inflammation is the method by which your body tries to heal and repair and make corrections. If you want to follow the USDA food pyramid that recommends 9 to 12 servings of grains a day as part of a healthy, health-promoting diet, then God bless you. You can do whatever you want. That is the greatest thing that God has given us, is the ability to think and to choose and to make choices. And so if you choose grains, then I'll be glad to give you the right of way when you're in your motorized wheelchair and Walmart as you're shopping for your grains. That's a little sarcasm. Sorry, I shouldn't do that. But if you start consuming coconut oil, you know what? I can't explain the reason why, but I have seen more people with chronic knee pain have the knee pain completely disappear, go away, be gone, done, when they start consuming coconut oil. Coconut oil is a remarkable substance. I can tell you this. There is a coral island atoll called the Tokelau Atoll, and it's just like a long string of a bunch of coral, you know, based islands. Some of them are bigger, some are smaller, but they're known as the leanest people in all the earth. And their diet is based on coconuts, coconut water, coconut milk, eating the coconut and the coconut oil. And their diets are about 70% pure fat. This whole idea that eating fat makes you fat is a big bunch of baloney. I think I've told you in the past what happened when they tried to supplement cattle's feed with coconut oil with the hopes that that would fatten them up. No, it was just the opposite. They didn't want to eat as much, and they became lighter and leaner. The only way, if you want to get a cow to fatten up, you give them corn or some type of grain-based feed. Maybe it's a combination of other grains also. Anything that converts into sugar in excess is gonna cause a major health problem. If you start supplementing your diet with coconut oil, I would venture a guess that your health will begin to improve. Number one, you'll probably notice that you have less pain and less inflammation. But when your body converts the fats, and maybe what I should say is, the type of fat that coconut oil is, whether you call it a medium chain triglyceride or a saturated fat, or whatever you want to call it, it is a type of fat that your body really can't store. The only stored form of fat in the body is called a triglyceride. And tri means three, and glyceride refers to three sugar molecules or three glucose molecules. Together they form fat. So your body is hardwired to convert sugar into fat and then store it. And so what tells your body to store fat? Well, the hormone insulin does. If you eat your grains like the U.S. government's recommending, then all you're going to do is train your body very, very well to store fat. And that means you're going to gain an incredible amount of weight. Yeah, insulin will do that every single time. Does a great job of that. Talked to a gentleman this week, and we kind of agreed that he needs to weigh 180 pounds and not 232 pounds because he's headed toward diabetes as quickly as possible. But that's based on eating a lot of grains. So coconut oil can do many things for you. If coconut oil is broken down into ketone bodies, then what it can do is it can start scrubbing gunk and debris and dirt and plaque from your heart. It can start scrubbing your brain. Good morning. Welcome to the
Hello,
program.
Hello. You have reached KBJS 90.3 FM.
Hi, Wendy.
If you would like to speak with...
See there, I waited way too long. Please forgive me for that. Tom is fanning me with a fly swatter. I can feel the breeze on the back of my neck. Thanks for not whacking me, son. The number at the station is 903-586-5257 if you want to call. Sorry I didn't get to that call quick enough. I will now. You want to go back to coconut oil? Here we go to the phone calls. Good morning. I got you now. No,
okay,
I didn't.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Hello, Dr. Morgan.
I'm sorry. I don't know where that ringing is. That must, that's got to be from the answering machine. Can I ask a favor of you?
Yes.
If I hang up,
hi,
you call right back.
This is KBJS 90.3 FM.
Sorry to do that to you. I didn't do that on purpose. Well, I didn't hang you up on purpose, but call right back at night. Here we go. Now I've got you. All right, is that you again?
That's me.
Oh, good. I'm glad you made it back in. Way to go.
Yes. My name's Sarah, and I was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism. And they found, I guess it's like three nodules, and one is bigger than the other. And the only thing now they want to do is do surgery and remove it because it's like, my hormones are just off balance. It's like I'm in an oven all the time, and it's just terrible. And I don't know if there's any alternative, you know, besides taking it out. Or
well, I'll give you some ideas. There's a high correlation to using plastic spatulas and nonstick cookware in hyperthyroidism.
Okay.
Is there any chance to use nonstick cookware?
Yes.
Can I get you to dump it and use cast iron or glass or stainless steel?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, all right, that's a victory right there. Now, what I would say is women are built differently than men. Most men will not agree to that, but I am the one man that has studied women all my life, and I know they're different than men.
Okay.
Since I have five daughters and three sisters, I know there's a difference.
Yes.
Women have a dominant hormone called estrogen, and if your body produces way too much estrogen, it's very hard on the thyroid. So like I mentioned earlier, if a woman has excess estrogen that's driving problems like the formation of cold nodules or hot nodules, well, yours are hot nodules,
yeah,
that are pumping off too much thyroid hormone, you have to consider the role of the element zinc. And I didn't flesh that out the way I should have earlier, but now I know that we need to because of your call, that you probably have a pretty good zinc deficiency. And one of the hallmarks of a zinc deficiency is you just really like sugar and you eat a lot of it. Is that possible?
Well, no, I really stopped eating sugar.
Oh, look how disciplined you are. Way to go.
Yes. I eat a lot of fruit, you know, and fruit and vegetables and meat. I very rarely eat.
Well, let me tell you the two things that I would try if it were me, and this may not be perfect advice, but there is a supplement that's called Thiotrophin PMG. PMG is just the acronym for protomorphogen glandular, but it's called Thiotrophin PMG by standard process.
Okay.
It is a tremendous healing agent to the thyroid. We have to get your female hormones under control to stop abusing the thyroid.
Right.
I would say that probably 95% of hormonal control of thyroid is based upon what your pituitary and your adrenal glands do. And so if your adrenals are producing a boatload of cortisol, which means you're anxious and nervous and you don't sleep as well as you want, well, that just like is throwing gas on a fire on your thyroid. So we got to get the cortisol and the adrenaline under control. I'm not really laughing because that's funny, ha ha. I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
Everything starts spiraling out of control, and you're going, okay, now what do I do to get a grip on this?
Yes.
And so, if you can get the adrenals to calm down, so the two herbs that you might look at, one is called ashwagandha.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that. Mm-hmm.
And the other one's called motherwort. I'm actually thinking of my mother right now. She has never she has never been a wart to me.
Okay.
Mother wart, W-O-R-T.
Okay.
And that can have a tremendous calming effect upon your thyroid.
Okay.
But if it were me, I know this is not going to be easy to say, but just listen to it. I wouldn't eat any food for 3 days. I just wouldn't do it.
Just fast.
Yes. The greatest rest for your thyroid will be when you don't eat. I didn't say that you're going to feel like $1 million at 6 o'clock tonight, because you might be saying, I really want something to eat. But if you fast, there's no circumstance that I can think of that it will give you the greatest healing of all time. If it were me, I would be doing a mud pack over my thyroid, like maybe all day long.
Okay.
And so that product that I like is called Indian Healing Clay. It might cost $6 on Walmart.com or Amazon.com, or if you get it at Drug Emporium or Natural Grocer, whoever has it, or the Granary.
Okay, what do? You just slather it on? I mean...
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I've made every mistake known to man with playing with mud and clay, but it's all good. It doesn't matter. But if you just take like a spoonful of it, put it in a bowl, not a plastic bowl, but like a porcelain glass pottery bowl.
Right.
Just add just enough water to make kind of like a thick mud paste and just rub the mud all over your thyroid. You know what? I'm here to serve you. I don't waste any energy concerned about what any thyroid doctors are thinking about my recommendations. I'm thinking about you.
Right.
They can laugh all they want, but I'm telling you, the mud will act like a very precise magnet to pull toxins out of your thyroid.
Okay.
Did I mention it could cost $6? So it's not
it's
not a huge investment.
Budget.
What do you think a visit to a thyroid doctor would cost?
Oh.
They would say, bring $450 cash for your 5-minute consultation. I'm just joking as I say that, but if you start doing mud, leave it on for about 20 minutes. Yeah, it feels kind of weird when it dries out, but that's what you want to do. Wash it off and do it again. You got nothing to lose. But the Thiotrophin PMG, that will start to turn the tide if you take it on an empty stomach.
Okay, where do I find that?
Well, I told you the brand name is Standard Process. Yes, but motherwort is one of the whatever I tell you, I haven't examined you. I don't know everything that's going on. I'm just giving you my educated guess.
Right.
And so motherwort may be what you want to look at.
Okay. Sounds good.
But a 3-day fast, oh my goodness, I could tell you story after story of people that said, I can't heal, I can't get over this, I'm at the end of my rope, and a fast was the one thing that would unblock them and allow healing to take place. It's phenomenal.
Well, that's what I need, and I have fasted before, you know.
Like, did you have any benefits from fasting before?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes.
Oh, well, I'm going to trust you then. Perfect.
Clear, yeah. So, much better.
Well, I've already gone past my time. No, I'm... Actually, I just went past my time, I think.
Okay.
Sorry about that. All right, have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.